Hello, this is Maren Schmidt. Welcome to See It in Your Child, where you'll get time-tested techniques and proven child development principles, the Kids Talk way. Let's look now at ideas for great parent-teacher conferences. For many of us, the most dreaded event during our school years was being sent to the principal's office. Unfortunately, some of those childhood memories make it difficult for us to be enthusiastic about going to meet with our child's teacher. I'll share a few tips on how to feel comfortable as a parent or a teacher at a student conference. As a parent, remember that the conference is about your child and his or her development. It's an opportunity to create partnership with your child's teachers and for you to gain additional insights about your child. As a parent, I was always amazed when teachers reported how well-mannered and delightful my daughters were. Were we really talking about the same children? But over the years, I discovered that children and most of us usually meet expectations, especially when those expectations are clear. Sometimes, though, children have issues we don't see as parents. We're too close. And teachers may see behaviors we don't see at home. As parents, we may also see behavior that the teacher will not have the opportunity to see. Neither one of us may be wrong in our perceptions. We're just holding different pieces of the puzzle. As a teacher, I like to start a conference with a short anecdote to help parents feel confident that I knew their child. I'll use Jackson as my example. Last week, Jackson was so excited that he finally got all his multiplication facts memorized. He asked to go outside so he could do a victory dance. Jackson really enjoys setting his own goals and celebrating when he gets there. As a teacher, I focused on asking a few key questions. Do you have any concerns about Jackson's learning? Does Jackson voice any concerns about school? Is there anything you would like me to know? As a teacher, when I focused on listening and asking questions, I felt that I was able to address parents' concerns directly and quickly. As a parent, I used a similar approach. I tried to tell the teacher a story about my daughter at school. For example, last week, Dana played Twinkle Twinkle on her friend's violin. Dana told me she learned how to play it at school. I appreciate that the children in your classroom teach each other. I asked the teacher a couple of questions. Do you have any concerns about my daughter's learning? Is there anything you would like me to know? I also came prepared. I brought pen and paper to take notes. I came ready to listen and to try to understand what the teachers were telling me. If there were an issue, I used these probing questions to find out more. Who, what, when, where, and why? I focused on my child's needs and avoided blaming myself or the teacher for any situation. Parenting should be a guilt-free zone. I remember, too, that I was an advocate for my child in her growth and development. Also, I shared ideas on how I worked with my child at home. If needed, I got my daughter involved in the process. If we ran out of time, I planned a follow-up conversation. Let's look at a situation with Madison to illustrate how to use some of these ideas. Madison's teacher says Madison is having difficulties with math. As a parent, it's important to listen and take notes while giving the teacher time to voice all her concerns. Gather more information by asking the who, what, when, where, why, and how questions. Perhaps we might ask some questions like these. What math problems are difficult for Madison? When did this start? Does it happen every day? Where does Madison sit in class? How does Madison try to solve the math problem? Who can she go to for help? How can I help? Why do you think she is having this difficulty? When can we visit about the situation again? As a parent, I'd share some ideas about what activities Madison does at home. Also, be sure to thank everyone in the meeting for their time and attention. It's a lot easier to meet with appreciative people. After the conference, I'd visit with Madison and involve her in the situation by saying something like, "Your teacher mentioned that you were having some difficulties learning your addition facts. What do you think?" This is the time to listen carefully to Madison and ask how to help. These suggestions should help you have a productive discussion with your child's teacher by focusing on your child's needs while listening to the teacher's concerns. Remember to involve your child in the process. If needed, put a date on your calendar for a follow-up visit with both your child and the teacher. A parent-teacher conference is an opportunity to work in partnership to meet your child's developmental needs. That's good news. So relax and don't worry about being sent to the principal's office. Let's put these ideas into action. What tips are you going to use at your next conference? Make a comment below and let me know. For more put it into action ideas, head on over to MarinSchmidt.com, where you have lots of resources available to you as a Kids Talk reader. Until next time, this is Marin Schmidt wishing you joyful work with children.